Ramjet Fusion. My own favorite candidate for getting us to the stars is the Ramjet Fusion engine. There is an abundance of hydrogen in the universe, so a ramjet engine could scoop hydrogen as it traveled in outer space, essentially giving it an inexhaustible source of rocket fuel. Once the hydrogen was collected, it would then be heated to millions of degrees, hot enough so that the hydrogen would fuse, releasing the energy of a thermonuclear reaction. The ramjet fusion engine was proposed by physicist Robert W. Bussard in 1960 and later popularized by Carl Sagan. Bussard calculated that a ramjet engine weighing about 1,000 tons might theoretically be able to maintain a steady thrust of 1 g of force, that is, comparable to standing on the surface of the Earth. If the ramjet engine could maintain a 1 g acceleration for 1 year, it would reach 77% of the velocity of light, sufficient to make interstellar travel a serious possibility. The requirements for the ramjet fusion engine are easy to compute. First, we know the average density of hydrogen gas throughout the universe. We also can calculate roughly how much hydrogen gas must be burned in order to attain 1 g accelerations. That calculation, in turn, determines how big the scoop must be in order to gather hydrogen gas. With a few reasonable assumptions, one can show that you would need a scoop that is about 160 kilometers in diameter. Although creating a scoop of this size would be prohibitive on Earth, building it in outer space poses fewer problems because of weightlessness. In principle, the ramjet engine could propel itself indefinitely, ultimately reaching distant star systems in the galaxy. Since time slows down inside the rocket, according to Einstein, it might be possible to reach astronomical distances without resorting to putting the crew into suspended animation. After accelerating at 1 g for 11 years, according to the clocks inside the starship, the spacecraft would reach the Pleiades star cluster, which is 400 light years away. In 23 years, it would reach the Andromeda Galaxy, which is 2 million light years from Earth. In theory, the spacecraft might be able to reach the limit of the visible universe within the lifetime of a crew member, although billions of years might have passed on the Earth. One key uncertainty is the fusion reaction. The ITER fusion reactor, scheduled to be built in the south of France, combines two rare forms of hydrogen, deuterium and tritium, in order to extract energy. In outer space, however, the most abundant form of hydrogen consists of a single proton surrounded by an electron. The ramjet fusion engine would therefore have to exploit the proton-proton fusion reaction. Although the deuterium-tritium fusion process has been studied for decades by physicists, the proton-proton fusion process is less well understood, is more difficult to achieve, and yields far less power. So mastering the more difficult proton-proton reaction will be a technical challenge in the coming decades. Some engineers, in addition, have questioned whether the ramjet engine could overcome drag effects as it approaches the speed of light. Until the physics and economics of proton-proton fusion are worked out, it is difficult to make accurate estimates as to the ramjet's feasibility. But this design is on the short list of possible candidates for any mission contemplated to the stars.